many pop divas ruled the airwaves in the 1990s, yet Whitney Houston's powerful, pristine vocals remained the gold standard. She kicked off the decade with her platinum-selling I'm Your Baby Tonight, achieved leading roles in 4 films, accompanying soundtracks, 3 Grammy wins, including Album of the Year, and became a mom. To finish the 90s strong, Whitney delivered another classic, My Love Is Your Love, celebrating 25 years. The album was released in 1998. By this time, hip-hop-influenced R&B pop became all the rage. Whitney sought out the hottest hitmakers to refresh her sound. 13 years after her self-titled debut in 1985, known for nailing the perfect vocal in just a few takes, Houston finished My Love Is Your Love in 6 weeks. Her 4th studio opus launched global hits such as When You Believe, a motivational duet with fellow songbird Mariah Carey. The song featured in the 1998 DreamWorks animated film The Prince of Egypt won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. On subsequent singles, Whitney experimented with new production styles, one being Soul Shock and Carlin's Heartbreak Hotel. This track featured a younger crop of soulful singers, Kelly Price and Faith Evans, who kept up with Whitney's vocal flexing. The record climbed to number 2 on the Hot 100, and the Hex Hector remix reached the top of the Billboard Dance Club Songs chart. Next up was the Rodney Jerkins-produced It's Not Right, But It's Okay. It's not right. On the empowering anthem calling out a cheating partner, Whitney spewed the accusations in a sped-up flow with improvised vocalizations that elevated the song to new heights. It peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. At the 2000 Grammys, Houston won Best Female R&B Vocal Performance for the song, her 6th and last. The Thunderpuss mix also hit number 1 on the Billboard Dance Club Songs chart. The 4th single was the reggae fusion My Love Is Your Love, written and produced by Wyclef Jean and Jerry Duplessis. The song begins with her precious daughter Bobby Christina saying, and ends with her declaring, the overall uplifting vibe celebrates unconditional love, and Whitney would play her daughter's recording every time she sang the song live. It peaked at number 4 on the Hot 100 and made her the first artist to achieve top 10 hits in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Houston followed up with the Diane Warren-penned I Learned From the Best. Another signature power ballad, which peaked at number 27 on the Hot 100. My Love Is Your Love became a brilliant showcase of Whitney's collaborative nature and faith in the generation following her. There is always a day when icons face staying in the past or embracing the future, and she gave the latter her all. In 1998, Whitney was a generational talent with little to prove, but she wanted to touch the world again with more unforgettable music. And with 10 million copies sold globally, she accomplished exactly that.